welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And today I have my good friend Dakara Keys here with us. And Dakara today is going to be talking about be a prosperous self by relinquishing your struggle with money. So I know that the money piece is a big piece for a lot of people. So yay that Dakara is here to talk about that with us. And she's going to be doing some live healing and transformation using like alchemy, ancient sacred language, and sound to transform the energy of money struggle. So what's holding you back from manifesting with ease and being your prosperous self? Do you have a gatekeeper holding on to the energy of struggle with money? What is a gatekeeper and how does it hold you back in many areas of your life? And if you feel stuck, likely there is a gatekeeper. So let's move it on out, right? And are you ready to activate the part of your brain that is pre-programmed to manifest, shine, and radiate? Ooh, that sounds yummy. And we're going to activate, or she's going to activate, wisdom codes that are laying dormant within you, ready to support you and open the flow of money energy. So I'm so excited. Today, I was just talking to Dakara how today was an intense energy day, so everybody is affected differently by energy, right? So let's see how this show goes. I'm already feeling the energy flowing. So as we open up this radiant light healing circle, just open your hearts, open your energy field, allow the energies to flow and be open to receiving. And my intention is that all of the energies are for your highest good, for all of our highest good, for everybody listening now or listening later. And so just take in the wisdom, take in the energies, take in the teachings. And like I said, Dakara, you know, is here with us, and she's wonderful. She's been with us many, many times, and I'm so happy and so glad that she's here with us today. So please open up your hearts and join me in welcoming my good friend Dakara Keys to the show. Dakara, welcome.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Laura. So happy to be back and to share some energy and transformations and alchemy and all kinds of yummy good stuff, because I think a lot of us had the feeling and maybe read stuff about 2017 being like, whoa, this is great. But it's like, yes, it's a breakthrough year. It's a new beginning, which also means we're going to be poked and prodded to work through stuff that's been buried and laying dormant. So if you've been feeling, you know, kind of stuck or that you're struggling, it's okay. First of all, one, I don't think you're alone. And two, it's just remembering, really remembering who you are. And we're on this planet as a, you know, a schoolroom, and we're here to learn and grow. And when we can kind of move back into that space, then we can kind of allow our hearts to open and expand and move into the flow of energy instead of being in resistance. So, you know, maybe like turning ourselves around in our little, you know, boat in the universe and going with the flow instead of trying to push our way upstream.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. Going with the flow. And some days, like I was saying to Dakara before we started, some days, you know, you just want to rest and take it easy. Other days you kind of push yourself and, you know, work really hard and do a lot of stuff and you're really productive. You know, so it's about being in that flow and doing what feels right for you, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, I was telling Laura, it's like, you know, some days it's like, oh, I don't have a client for a few hours, or I'm starting later today. Yay, because I'm going to lay in bed and watch TV or watch one of my shows on the DVR or something. It's like, I love that sometimes where I can just take that break and just rest. I'll get up and grab my smoothie and go back and lay in bed and watch TV or, you know, for an hour or whatever, some show on the DVR. It's like, wow, this is a great day. And then the other days are great when I get up and I'm, you know, hitting the ground. And I was sharing, you know, that it's like, it's been, the energy's intense, but it made me really motivated to get some other things done. I've even, between clients and I've been in the art room, and it's only a little after 12 noon for me, you know, it's like.
That's so true, right? Yeah, I forgot about that. And sometimes, you know, when you're following the energy, sometimes, you know, I get inspired in the middle of the night, you know, and I'll get information and downloads in the middle of the night. So it's like, it's okay if I sleep in the next day, because I've been working, I've been processing, I've been doing stuff late at night, because sometimes the juices flow at weird hours, right, at weird times for me. Anyways.
Yeah, me too. I can definitely. I tend to be a night owl, or even sometimes after my partner goes to bed, it's like, oh, I'm going to go in the art room and work on stuff. Because mm-hmm. being creative and running my creative energy is really important for me. So, and I have all these ideas. Being a Gemini, ideas are never a lack in my life. So, and my nephew's getting married this July, so I'm making some fun stuff for their wedding, and it's just like, that juices me up, you know, to be able to be creative and come up with really unique and different stuff that I know is going to make people happy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's fun.
let's get on. Let's get on with it. Did you kind of share my bio? Because there might be some new listeners, and I'm not sure if everybody knows who I am.
I totally forgot, and then I was just looking at the live page, and it's like, oh, I didn't do it. So I'm gonna do that now. So for those of you who are new to Dakara and don't know her, I'll tell you a little bit about her. Like I said, Dakara's been on our show many times, and we always have so much fun. She always does these wonderful processes and journeys on the call. Dakara is a gifted intuitive master healer and light alchemist that specializes in clearing core issues, ancestral energies, and blocks so you can step into your true purpose, power, and passion. She's an author, certified master energy healer, inspiration, money, and relationship coach, channel to the divine. Dakara's mission is to share universal healing light and sound with as many people as possible. Light is an alchemical healer that supports each of us, especially in times of transition. And this year, again, it's a big, huge year of transition. So receive your divine prescription and sacred transformation now with Dakara here today. Yeah, we're just going to go with the flow. I mean, it's going to be what it is. So Dakara, can you just quickly tell us a little bit about light alchemy? I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about what the light alchemy is and how you work with it?
So for me, you know, I think there could be a lot of different definitions, but for me, working with the light, it's we all have the power to call forth what is needed for healing. And when I was taking the Heartpoint Technique training, which is I'm going to say newer modality, and a lot of people don't know about it. It's been on the planet since about 2009-ish. Rebecca Marina did the first certification in 2010, late in the year. And yet there hasn't been a lot of trainings after the, like, 2 or 3 years of trainings, which I went to every single one, flew, you know, here and there for the trainings and got my master's in that. I was already a master healer, but really working with the light and working with Divine Mother and bringing down the light. And my guides have just expanded the basic steps and the wonderful energy and information of that modality into calling in sound, color, light, frequency, connected with the Hathors, who are the masters of sound and frequency. And they can bring forth frequency magic. So if we think about everything is based on sound and frequency, everything that's tangible, that's a material thing, is created out of sound and frequency. Our emotions have a frequency to them. Everything is sound and frequency. So when we're calling in what's needed to shift, heal, transform, it is creating like a divine prescription of what's needed for someone. And obviously when we're on a call like today, it's a group thing, but I want everybody to know that they're going to receive exactly what they need. So just because it's a collective doesn't mean that, you know, there's this and that. Everybody has a fantastic team, whether you're aware of it, connected to it, not connected to it, whatever it is, everybody has a great team, and your team is going to bring in what's needed for you, or take the pieces and the parts that I'm calling in that's in right alignment for you, and they'll bring in more, and whatever you don't need will be just set aside. It's mm-hmm. not like you have to take it all in and it has to be a certain way. Because I don't function from that place. It's like I run a lot of fairy energy. That's why I get silly, especially on the calls like this, and mm-hmm. say goofy things and all that, because the fairies come into play. And I've already created the meadow, the sacred healing meadow, because, you know, I was already working with clients today. And they're one of the elemental beings that I call in when I set up the meadow before I do any kind of spiritual work. And there's deep magic in doing that and calling in. And sometimes when, you know, maybe somebody's going to meditate or whatnot, they don't know what they need. So just ask your higher self to call in the team that's for your highest and best right now. So working with the light is basically calling in the light, the different aspects, the different elements, which creates the alchemy. And when you bring in the sound and the frequency, any sacred geometry, it's creating that perfect alchemy of energy and light for that situation in that present moment. And it's, to me, that simple. And I want to remind everybody that it can be that simple, that keep it simple, sweetie, you know, process. It's like, you know, our humanness and what many of us are taught or were trained growing up is, you know, you have to work hard. It has to be complicated. Otherwise, there's no reward in it, blah, 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 you know, all that ridiculousness that basically bogs us down, our little selves, you know, like that just want to play and have fun. And it's like, ooh, that's all that adult stuff? No, that's not fun. That doesn't feel good. And sometimes, you know, many of our inner childs are kind of off sitting in the corner sulking because they haven't got to play and have fun. Mm-hmm. So, you know, playing with the light will perk their interest, let me tell you, and get them to come out and play. And maybe you'll feel like coloring or doing something and really coloring and running your creative energy in any way. You know, it's going to be different for every person. I think it's very powerful, empowering, and is a blessing to your soul.
I love that. Thank you. Absolutely. And I love playing with light. It's much lighter, and, you know, it doesn't have to be complicated, for sure. It can be simple. And so today, or this season, we're talking about, you know, living a prosperous life. So what does it mean for you when we talk about prosperousness, living a prosperous life, being prosperous? What does that mean to you? What does that look like?
For me, that means following my heart, being present in the moment, doing what I love, and when I feel energy comes up that's not in alignment with that, I want to examine it and see if it's something I need to go deeper on, or if I can just go, oh, that's just a little mind monkey. See those monkey bars over there? Go play on those, you know, or give those monkey mind thoughts a new job. So for me, when you're in the flow and you're happy and you're playing, it's like you're so much more attractive to that vibration of money, and then money just keeps finding you. It keeps showing up, or different opportunities show up in different ways. And it's like, oh, yes, thank you. Thank you, universe. Thank you, universe. Where you can just be in a place of gratitude, but also be relaxed. You know, I've been in places in my life where money was really hard and difficult. I know what that feels like. And it's a stress, like, how am I going to pay that bill? Where's, you know, and we get in our mind, and our mind is telling us in order for that bill or that situation to be handled, we have to do this, or it has to happen a certain way. And yet, when we let go and we be in the flow, it's like the magic can show up, and different ways that money shows up for us. I remember, I'm just being reminded by my guides, like, I lived in a different city than I do now. I had built a house at age 27, and I don't know how long. I'd lived there 10 years overall, but at one point, my neighbor's vehicle, and the lots were stair steps. So between me and the main road was a house on a lot that was lower, and then I was the middle step, and then there was a log cabin house behind me. Somehow, something happened. She didn't set her parking brake, but her vehicle came down the embankment and hit the side of my house. And it was like, holy moly, like this big crash. And, you know, it dinged up the siding and the stuff. And so, you know, the insurance people came out and this and that. Well, my dad was a contractor. My dad participated in building that house for me. And it was like, I got this big old fat check. And really the damage, you know, they were basing it on you'd have to paint the whole thing and it would have to be all this stuff being replaced. And it was like, yeah, my dad's like, oh, well, there's this and that. And he fiddle-fudged and took care of it. You couldn't even tell that anything had happened. And yet I had this multi-thousand-dollar check in my hand. I wasn't expecting my neighbor's vehicle to roll down the hill and hit my house, landing, you know, a nice little chunk of money in my lap. But it also was money that I needed to take care of something else on the house, another repair or something. So it was, that's what I mean. When I got out of trying to figure it out, you know, yeah, I could have borrowed money to take care of it or whatever, but it was like, that didn't feel right to me. So the money showed up just like that.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And that's how it can, when you're in the flow and, well, and some of these other things we're going to talk about today, right? When you don't have a gatekeeper, right? Or
right. And there can be, you know, we'll talk about gatekeepers briefly. So my explanation of a gatekeeper, because that term can be used in the metaphysical and spiritual mm-hmm. realm in a lot of different contexts. So in this context, a gatekeeper is an energy or a being that is blocking you from moving forward. And so it's kind of holding the gate. 90% of the time, it's about protecting someone, protecting mm-hmm. them from doing something or having an experience that they've had in the past that may have given them death or created harm or sorrow or, you know, fill in the blank, a whole litany of different things. So a gatekeeper isn't always like nasty, negative, bad. It just thinks it's doing what's for your highest and best, and yet it's still holding you back. Now, there are some nasty, negative gatekeepers that I've seen in working with people. And so there can be like, it's kind of an expansive term that covers a lot. So it can be an energy from an ancestor, a past life. It could be an entity, a discarnate. It could be energy that was built up from some type of a trauma or life experience in this life or a previous life. So it can be a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Basically, want to identify that there's a gatekeeper. Excuse me. When I start coughing, they're already starting to move energy because coughing, yawning, all that stuff is about moving energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize that I'm coughing, but it's for your benefit.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. So, you know, identifying, sometimes we want to just cut the cord, release the gatekeeper. Most times I want to plant some love into that heart of the gatekeeper, and we want to acknowledge it and thank it for all of the lessons that it's brought forth. Sometimes we need to journey back onto the timeline, into an ancestor that might be connected to it, or into a past life or past life other dimension. I mean, there can be, you know, we can have thousands of different gatekeepers, and I'm not saying that to make it like, oh my God, now there's no hope. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, there's hope, because they're only going to show up and be present. You're going to be aware of them around that particular situation at the time that you need to be dealing with it. Meaning that, you know, I mean, obviously there could be, you know, money issues and struggle around money for a long time. And yet, once you start clearing gatekeeper or gatekeepers, then that struggle gets less. And then all of a sudden, again, money starts showing up, or a job opportunity, or opportunity if you're an entrepreneur, or, you know, the list goes on. Stuff starts happening. You move into the flow of money. And, you know, just choosing to be in the flow, that's a good choice to wake up every day, especially if you feel you're struggling. It's like, I choose to be in the flow. I choose to be in the flow today. I choose to be in the flow right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the flow, magic happens.
That's true. That's so very true. And in the flow, when you're in the flow, you get so many wonderful insights and intuitions. And it's just like, it's like the universe is speaking to you and you're getting the messages. But why would you have a gatekeeper that is, why would there be a gatekeeper there that is holding you back from receiving money to pay your bills, to pay your mortgage, to put food on the table? Like, I mean, I understand maybe it's because maybe in a past life you did something and this life your gatekeeper is protecting you from abusing that power or something like that. That's the only thing I can think of at the moment.
Yeah, well, there's, you know, I've seen it many, many times working with people where they misused the power of money
mm-hmm.
in a past life. So that's, you know, somewhat common.
Yeah.
But there could be ancestors. You know, let's say someone has an Irish heritage. And what about the potato famine? There could be,
right.
you know, energy connected to that. There could be lifetimes where, you know, we weren't, excuse me, nuns or monks, and we
mm-hmm.
took a vow of poverty. So there can be all these different elements. And it's really amazing sometimes when you look at the gatekeeper, and you can ask the gatekeeper questions, you know, talk to it like it's an actual being. Usually in when I'm doing work, especially in groups, like, okay, hi, okay, we're going to let you go. You know, don't necessarily get into deep conversation with
mm-hmm.
the gatekeeper, but you can ask a lot of questions. And and get deeper. And then we come into the energies of worth and self-worth and deserving. Mm-hmm. So what if, you know, what if somebody grew up and they were always meant to feel unworthy, or that they didn't deserve something, or they learned, you know, that famous money doesn't grow in trees. It's like, well, wait a minute, isn't it? Some of it made out of paper? It's like, what? So it's like all of this energy and those things can actually create a gatekeeper, you know, buying into the beliefs. Too. And there's belief keepers. There's a lot of different kind of keepers that my guides have shown me besides gatekeepers. Gatekeepers are a little speedier usually to address than a belief keeper. But because with a belief, you know, that's anchored deeper. We need to kind of identify the belief. We need to clear around that. Then we want to create new beliefs and bring those in. But we want to have beliefs that on that scale of 1 to 10, with 10 to the good, we want them to be a 7, 8, 9, 10. We want them to be beliefs that somebody can really anchor. And if they have a belief that they are not worthy to have or receive money, and let's say on, you know, the scale, the normal 1 to 10, 10 being it's a huge block, if they're blocked there, they're not going to believe any, new beliefs until we clear the old one. So,
yep. Okay.
That's the deeper work that goes into, you know, what's in the package. But for today, we can certainly bring in that energy to address a gatekeeper that's right now holding someone back. Because that's what we want to do, is I want to support people in moving forward, because it's really about the oneness. You know, when we think about the shifts and changes on the earth, think back to what life was like 10 years ago. And maybe for some people on this call, they weren't really spiritually awakened yet. It wasn't part of their path. And maybe, you know, like me, 20-some, 30 years later, you know, I'm plugging away, following my heart, doing my thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is, it's all perfect. But think back to what life was like 10 years ago. I'm guessing vastly different. Maybe you had 10 years ago, and now you have less. Sometimes there's a gatekeeper that's an age marker from a past life, that when somebody turns 50 is when, you know, who knows? You know, I could make up a bunch of stories or things.
Yeah, don't make up anything around age 50. I just turned 50 last week. I have stories around that right now.
Okay, let's go back to age 30.
Yeah, that's good.
That's funny. Yeah, I bypassed age 50 several years ago. So
I just don't want to take on any new stories, you know.
So No. I don't want you to either. So, and I don't, you know, I don't want anybody taking on a new story that's not there. So, well, let's bring everybody into the meadow so that everyone's in sacred space. And I'm going to leave this out and we'll see if it comes in. But I wrote a little, when I was at a stage where I wanted and was really wanting to be in the flow more, just the flow period, not just with money, but just the flow. And I wrote a song and I call it the flow song. And maybe a little later I'll sing the flow song for everybody. And, because I have the lyrics, I have it printed out and in a little stand with our little notes, you know, access information or, you know, whatever, just paper.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
My guides had me pull it out. So a little later, we'll sing the flow song for everybody to just kind of, you know, move into that energy of being in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Perfect. All right. So I do have a question around flow, but we'll do that after we get into the meadow.
All right. So I'm going to invite everybody that can be fully present, not driving or anything else. If you're driving, you know, we're going to kind of be in an altered state. So I would want you to listen to this later. So I want everybody to take a deep breath in, bringing their awareness to their heart center, closing your eyes, and imagining before you that you're standing on a beautiful pathway that you can see a magnificent meadow up ahead that has a beautiful veil of white light surrounding it. And as you walk up to the edge, you simply move your hand through that veil of light, stepping into the meadow. And right before you is a beautiful, magnificent rainbow waterfall of light step into that waterfall now. It's not wet, it's simply light, allowing the rainbow light to wash down around and through you, cleansing and clearing your field, releasing anything keeping you from being fully present in this moment, so that you can be here now. And imagine stepping out the backside of that waterfall, focusing on the base of your spine as we send a grounding cord of light all the way down into that magnificent wellspring of healing light within Mother Earth. Imagining tapping into that wellspring of light, drinking that light up that cord through the base of your spine, right up into the center of your heart, commingling with your heart's energy as we create an infinity loop. There we go. And then we're going to send that commingled energy up out your crown, all the way out to source, looping through source, bringing source back down through the crown, right down into the center of your heart. And we're going to create a figure eight from the base of your spine to the crown, connecting your being to Mother Earth and to source. And then we're going to loop in that infinity symbol, connecting us into the energy and the essence of pure love. And so it is. So now with everyone within this beautiful sacred meadow, completely safe, grounded, and ready to move some energy. So, beautiful. You had a question about flow. And then I would like to just kind of bring everybody into a place of, we'll bring in some light to work with. Mm-hmm. And then see where there might be a gatekeeper or energy that's interfering or blocking someone's flow that's creating struggle with money. So we can let
Perfect.
That go.
Yes, absolutely. So the question was from Deb in, I don't know where is that, but I'm assuming in, anyways, Deb is asking, how do you get into the flow when you're so stressed out, whether it's about money or anything else, right? How do you get into the flow when you're stressed out?
So one of the things that, again, it's about making a conscious choice, and I know what it feels like to be that stressed. So one of the things that I've always found is helpful is, and some people, I know when you get to the point where you can't even meditate, but you mm-hmm. can listen to soft, flowy music just to get your body to relax, but really coloring is so powerful. So whether you use color crayons, colored pencils, there's like 1,001 plus millions of adult coloring books out there now with all mm-hmm. kinds of different designs. That whole Zentangle world took off into creating adult coloring books. Color, color, color. Back in the late 80s, I was finding what they called then adult coloring books were what was basically sacred geometry, and some of them were really basic. So you're like a lot of color, not a lot of lines to fill in. So I got really good at shading. But coloring is a great way to move your mind out of that left brain, analytical, it has to be this way, it has to happen, into that creative flow of the right side of the brain where your body can relax. And you actually, in coloring, can move into an altered state where you're open to receive the information and the wisdom that is waiting for you that will help you with your particular situation. So, and maybe it's not coloring. Maybe you like to do art. Maybe you don't mm-hmm. like to do any of that. People that are really into sports and athletics, you get out and you work out. And you move into, I think, because that's not my thing, believe me, at all.
Not mine either.
Never has been. But I think for some people it is, where you move into an altered state when you're in a really good workout.
Yeah.
Find what it is for you that can move you into an altered state. So if it's sitting and meditating, for some people when they go and get a massage, I'm a Gemini, so I'm chatty, so sometimes I'm, not relaxing as much as I could be because I'm talking along the whole way, but go and just really get into the flow of that person, working on the body. So find what it is for you that helps you downshift where you can move your mind into something else. Guided meditations are really good, too, because you're following along. You're leaving the mundane world, going into the non-ordinary realm and listening to something that can shift you from that state of stress and worry into another place where you can really anchor that choice to choose to be in the flow. And that's why I wrote that little song. Again, creative things for me is my thing. It's not for everybody. But, you know, and verses, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 little verses. They're all short little couplets. They didn't come all at once. I mean, I had like the first few and it's like, okay, that felt good. And then all of a sudden I'd be doing something or at the tween times of going to sleep or waking up, you know, you're getting downloads at night and then the information is coming into the consciousness where you're aware of it. It'd be like, oh, there's another verse from a song. You know, it's like, okay, you know, make sure I write that down so I can add it on. And then it got to the point where it felt it was complete.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, if can't even talk, but it, you know, if you just go online, you can print out tons of stuff that you can color. Like there's tons of stuff on Pinterest that you can color.
Definitely. Yeah.
You know, I started that 2-3 years ago, and then you know, I actually got a coloring book as well. But and then the guided meditations, I was never into guided meditations forever. I was not into it. I couldn't get it. I just it drove me crazy. I was like, no. And then I started creating my own guided meditations for, you know, people and stuff. And now I love listening to guided meditations. Like, who knew, you know? So I was listening to one earlier today, not my own, but somebody else's. And then right after that, I got so inspired and I got received all this information about this new program that I'm creating. And I was like, okay, perfect. Let me write all this down, you know? So, you know, it got me out of my little funk, you know, because like I said, it was a weird day today.
Yeah.
But listening to guided meditations are great for, you don't have to do anything, really, you know, and it does put you in, it can put you into an altered state, and it can
definitely
be really beneficial.
Yeah.
It's just weird that I was never into it. I was so against it, and now I was like, I love it. Now I create my own, and I listen to other ones, too, so it's great.
Cool. Yeah, and I think, I know for me sometimes I like feel people, for me, they take too long or it goes too slow. You know, so it's like I get, that's my Gemini, get impatient. So,
yeah.
So the idea of creating your own, if you're, you know, not sure, I mean, every month at my new moon manifesting call, the guides provide this beautiful meditation. And so now I have over 4 years of these and eventually they're going to be on a website and be in a Kindle format. That's kind of a bigger project I've been working on, but not so much recently because I'm really into creating stuff. As I mentioned, my nephew's getting married, so I'm like, it's a beach theme. It's like, oh, look at this and that. You know, it's like, so that's where the juice is, and that's where my flow is taking me. So it's like, you know what? Those books, that, all that's not going anywhere. It's going to be there when I'm ready to come back to it. But right now, this is where I'm being guided, and that's the important key. Is I could be beating myself up. Like, I let go of some other bigger things in my life to make room to work on those meditation books and the, you know, all of that project, and that's not what I've been doing. I could beat myself up for that. Am I going to? No, because I know that I'm in the flow and I'm doing what I'm being guided to do and what's making me happy, and happiness is such a big part of being in the flow when we can feel happy and allow that energy of happiness to bubble up through us. So being creative makes me really happy. So my extra time is going to that, not creating, you know, working on the meditation, you know, website or books or any of that, because I want to be utilizing and being in the flow with where the energy is, you know, guiding me.
And there should be a balance too, right? So it's not just about the work, work, work. You know, there should be work for sure, but play too. Do what's joyful and fun for you as well, right? That keeps you into the flow.
Yeah, right. Well, and for me, that's the creativity part. And again, for other people, maybe being in the flow is that they get to sit down and read a really good book.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is for you, each person needs to follow their heart on what that is for them, what makes them feel good and juicy and makes them happy. And, you know, happiness is another whole topic of energy that I really feel like happiness and feeling joyful and all of that is another key.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And so
anyway, that's for another call.
Yeah, that's for another call.
All right, so we're going to do a process now, or do you want to take caller questions?
No, I want to bring in some light for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So
perfect.
I want everybody to just close your eyes, imagine yourself in the meadow. Place your hand on your physical heart, either hand, it doesn't matter, And the other hand position, which I rarely use, but I want to at least tell people about with heart point technique, is you can hold your hand over your eyes. So if you're someone that is challenged with being focused, like just holding your heart and being present with your heart isn't enough, then hold your other hand over your eyes as long as it's comfortable, that just to help you bring your awareness and your focus back to you. Because remember, when we were in the rainbow water light, it was about be here now. So I'm inviting everybody to just move back to that awareness to be here now. And now we're going to focus on our high self point, which is 18 to 24 inches above your head. And we're going to imagine there's a beautiful crystalline vase there ready to receive the light on your behalf. As I call forth the light of illumination, the light of divine revelation, divine mother, divine father's Holy Spirit light, prime source creator's light, the wisdom, truth, and clarity needed for understanding, identifying where this block with the struggle with money is that we can assist you with today in this present moment. And I'm going to call in the sound, color, light, frequency, any sacred geometry that's in right perfect alignment for you. And imagine that beautiful crystalline vase is full of all this light and energy and color. And now we're just going to tip it and we're going to pour it into your crown. Anur, Anur, Anur. And Anur simply means the light. So that light is poured into the crown and we're going to start moving it counterclockwise through the crown. Anur, Anur. And through the corpus callosum, which is the bundle of nerves connecting both hemispheres of your brain. So moving it counterclockwise, we're moving it from the right, the spiritual, creative side, into the left, the more analytical and logical side. Anur, Anur. And then we're going to drop that light down into the midbrain platform, which is where the pineal, the pituitary, the hypothalamus live, connections to the brainstem. And I'm going to activate that platform now for clearing and receiving. And I want you to hold the position known as the baga, which is putting the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth, which is telling your brain that something wonderful is about to happen. So we're just going to do that to activate the platform. So hold the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth now. Sana Shivam, Sana Shivam, Sana Shivam. Go ahead and release the tongue and we'll spiral that light down through the throat chakra. Anur, Anur. Right down into the heart center. Anur, Anur. And then we're going to expand that light into the deepest wisdom wells of your heart and out 360 degrees all around you. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. And then bring your awareness and your focus back to your heart center. And I want you to think about that energy of struggle with money and what's holding you back. You don't have to know what it is. Just bring that awareness. What's holding me back? Or ask that question. What's holding me back? And then where is that energy living in your body? And we're going to send this light from your heart out to wherever that is within your body. So we'll imagine a little spotlight or a flashlight's turning on in the heart, and it's going to beam right out. So just as I chant, just pay attention and follow where that spotlight is taking you. Anur, Anur, Anur. And just make a note of where you're seeing this. And as a collective, I'm seeing solar plexus as an area of blockage or concern as a collective energy for everyone on the call. So I want you to just tune in. It could be your big toe. It could be your knee. It could be in your mind. It could be your heart, your wrist. It could be anywhere on the body. But for a collective, I'm seeing the solar. So I'm guessing a lot of people are getting listening have the same thing. Wherever it is, it's right and perfect. So I want you to just tune into that energy, and I'm going to ask a question. It's a yes or no response, whatever pops in. If you get yes, no, I don't know, it's like you're too much in your head, so I want you to drop back to your heart and ask again. But is there a gatekeeper there, yes or no? And for those that got a firm no, just know that the guides are bringing in the energy that's going to help shift whatever this energy is for you, because we're going to work a process as it's a gatekeeper. And for those that got a yes, we want to ask, what is its purpose? Why is it there? So you can just, again, you can create a dialogue. What is your purpose, gatekeeper? Why are you here? What's going on? And again, 90% plus of the time, it's about protection. So most people, I'm going to guess, are feeling that. And if you're not, it's okay. Just know and trust that you're receiving exactly what you need. And Mother Mary stepping in for those that I got nothings. If you got nothing, and not everybody's sensitive to energy, sometimes this may seem hard, or they're sitting there like, I don't get it, I'm not getting anything. Know that Mother Mary is coming forward and she's supporting and helping you. And she will help move the energy for you and bring in what's needed to heal your sweet soul. So now we're going to drop a seed of love into the gatekeeper's heart, or the I got nothing, or whatever the energy of struggle is. I'm just going to plant a seed of love. I want you to just acknowledge the gatekeeper, thank it, because it's been a part of your journey. It's been there for a reason. It's provided lessons. So we're just going to thank it for all of the lessons. You know, for all of us, we need to have a point of reference. In order to really appreciate and know what it's like to have money or to feel wealthy, we also have to know what it's like to not have money and not feel that way, because then we have a point of reference. And sometimes that's what gatekeepers are for, is a point of reference. And now let's ask the gatekeeper, what does it need for healing? Let's bring it a blessing. And I'm also going to call forth, the guys are saying, we want to call forth any hidey-hoo gatekeepers, which sometimes those are the ones that aren't so nice, but then we're going to freeze frame them. So any gatekeeper that's not kind of in alignment with supporting you lovingly and being willing to release, then we're going to freeze frame the energy around that gatekeeper. Kind of off in the background, I saw these little ones like, she's not paying attention to us. We're going to have to break some havoc. It's like, freeze frame. No, you're not. Okay. So let's create a light energy alchemy package. And we're going to call in all of the standards, which for me, that includes all of the aspects of love and forgiveness. So divine love, pure love, forgiveness, divine forgiveness, all the aspects of love and forgiveness. And then we want to bring in the energies of truth, clarity, understanding. And honestly, those have kind of become standards too, but I look at the other ones as standards. And then just allow whatever you're sensing or feeling, whatever other energies that gatekeeper needs. And we'll call in the sound, color, light, frequency. And before we bring this package down, which it's being created, the high self point, I want you to rate on a scale of 1 to 10 the intensity of the blockage or the struggle that this gatekeeper or energy is creating. So 1, not at all, and 10 or 10 plus, completely blocking you, feels intense. I feel like for some, there's like almost like a tightness in the heart. Some of the listeners, it's like, just, you know, rate that. Tightness in the heart to me would be like a 9 or a 10. But just kind of tune into the intensity of this block of keeping you in that energy of struggle with money. And now we're going to bring this light energy alchemy package. Leap. It's a leap. That's how I write it down. I just write leap. We're making a leap. Isn't that funny? We're making a leap. We're going to bring in this energy to leap forward and leap onto a new path for some, or to just leap forward on the current path, free from what has been holding you back. So now imagine this beautiful package, and the guides are adding some extra little kind of sparkly, I'm going to say it's glitter, the fairies are bringing in glitter into that energy package for you, and we're going to drop this into your crown. Anur. And if you rested your hand, go ahead and put your hand back on your heart center as we move this through the corpus callosum. Anur, Anur. Bringing this leap package down through the midbrain. And we're going to invite any frequencies in your package that are in right alignment for the midbrain to rest there or to leave part of it there. And I'm going to bring in some sacred language to help anchor that into the midbrain from your package. Bring the rest of that package from the midbrain down through the throat. Anur, Anur. Floating it right down into the heart center. Anur, Anur, Anur. And then we're going to send that energy and light out to wherever you were feeling this block, this gatekeeper, this energy within your body. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. See, if you want to imagine that little light energy package as an orb or a bubble, and it's just following the spotlight that was created earlier as we bring it right into the gatekeeper's heart. Anur, Anur. We're going to anchor that into the gatekeeper's heart with the truth. Al-Hak. And take a deep breath in. Archangel Michael, Sekhmet, and Durgamata are standing triad in the meadow, and they're going to cut the cords. All of them wield tools, swords, blades, etc., to cut cords. So we're going to cut the cords to the gatekeeper now that we've gifted it with what it needs for healing, and we're going to send the gatekeepers on their next journey through the violet-blue flame for transformation. Anur, Anur, Anur. There we go. And we'll anchor that complete release with the truth. Al-Hak. And I say that loud and with force because we really want to anchor the truth into the area of your being, the situation, whatever it is. So I've always been guided to say that with power and force. Take a deep breath in and out. And now I want you to re-rate So tuning back into the area where the gatekeeper of the energy was. Just re-rate. So if you know, say you were at a 10, it could go to a 0, it could go to a 5, it could be a lot of it can be whatever it is, and know that that's right and perfect. So just make a note of where that's feeling now. Now let's ask your being, wherever this energy was living, what does it need? What does your body need? What does your heart, mind, or soul need? So we're going to create another light energy alchemy package. Again, we're going to call in all those standards. I'm hearing we're going to call in brilliance. Truth. And truth is a big T item for me. And what I mean by that is, you know, everybody's truth can be based on their perception. So big T truth is universal truth, so that we can be seeing it from the universe's eyes. or through the universe's eyes. And we're going to call in compassion, self-worth, self-awareness, understanding, acceptance, and knowing, just that knowing, tapping into that divine knowing within yourself. And of course, we'll call in any other sound, color, light, or frequencies. The Hathors are bringing in sound waves for many of you. Some are receiving multiple sound wave packages. It's like a frequency tune-up. That was kind of funny to me. Frequency tune-up. We're going to tune up your frequencies with sound waves. Okay. So now we're going to imagine this light energy package. This time I'm going to invite you to imagine reaching up to the high self point with both hands and taking that light energy package and bringing it right down to wherever it's needed in your body. So if it's into the solar plexus or the heart or the big toe, wherever it's needed, as I begin to chant, I want you to imagine that you've just brought that right in. And with this also, oh no, we're going to do that separate, the guys just said. So, okay, so just imagine as I start chanting, we're bringing this right into this area where you've been struggling with money or struggling to be in the flow. Anur, Anur, Anur. Just imagine that orb package of light and alchemy and energy is just moving right into that spot. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. Al-Ha! Deep breath in and out. Then tune back in to where that energy was living and just re-rate it. Re-rate it for that block or that struggle. And just pay attention to how that's feeling now in your body. Okay. Are you with me, Alora?
Yes, barely, but yes, I'm here.
I know sometimes it's like, okay, we're done, come on, no. I know the, you know, listening, it's whether you're wanting to engage or not, sometimes the energy just kind of takes over, so.
Absolutely, and I'm like yawning, so I know the energy is still processing as well, so, wow, thank you, that was amazing. And, you know, when we did the second follow-up rating, it's like, I got nothing. It's like, you know, because I asked, and it's like, I got nothing.
Good. Like, we like okay. Zeros.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
Especially if it started high, I would say, yeah, if it starts at a 10, it goes to zero. It's like, we just kicked that one off. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's like, oh, that's cool. Wow. Thank you. How was that for everybody else is my question, because I know how it was for me. How was it for all of you? That was, definitely get something to drink.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, I just had a sip of my coffee, but now I'm going to drink some water.
Wow. That was amazing. Okay.
So let me just offer the flow song now, while everybody might be in a little bit of a state, and then we'll take some questions and live callers. And then I do want to bring in and activate a wisdom code, which are energies that are laying dormant within us. And, you know, a lot of times we've got to do the clearing part. We've got to clear out the gatekeepers, clear out the struggle, choose to be in the flow. And then when we activate these wisdom codes, they actually have like a clean or a clear pathway to really unfold and start supporting you. So
absolutely.
So let me, No, like let me get ready to sing. I know I chant, but chanting and singing are two different things to me. So my voice usually sounds great when I'm chanting, but it's not so much the same when I'm singing. So and here we go. My flow song. Closer, closer to my heart. I am a vessel of abundance. I am open to receive my bounty. Closer, closer to my heart, I am a vessel of prosperity, harvesting with gratitude to Mother. Closer, closer to my heart, I am a vessel of ease and grace, flowing graciously along my path now. Closer, closer to my heart, I am a vessel of blissful joy, radiating my divine nature. Closer, closer to my heart, I am a vessel of well-being. Every cell vibrates perfect wholeness. Closer, closer to my heart, I am a vessel of radiant health, expressing gratitude to my body. Closer, closer to my heart, I am a blessing to the world. Every heart awakens to its journey.
Ooh, beautiful. Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
You have a wonderful voice. What are you talking about? I cannot sing. That was great.
I wasn't really ready to sing. I should have been drinking some warm tea instead of coffee. But, you know, none of that matters because it's like it's the words, it's the connection to your heart. These are all these different layers. And for me, this was created with my intention and my choice to be in the flow and my heart's desire to be in the flow, because when we're in the flow, life just seems so much easier. So, you know, this is a great tool. Create your own little song or whatever it is that makes you feel good and being in the flow. I don't have that like recorded anywhere for anybody to you know, capture besides now on this particular call. But, you know, the thing is, it's like, it's just about being present and making that choice. And whether you're coloring, you know, doing a workout, painting, creating something else, you know, whatever it is. Again, for me, I always go back to the creating thing because being creative is what really opens things up for me and just allows me to move quickly into the flow.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you. That was great. And, yeah, I don't think you've ever sang that song before on here. So, yay. I'll send you the recording so you have it.
Thank you.
Okay, so
some questions from callers, and then we'll do a wisdom code and activating. So that part of the brain is the midbrain that we mentioned in earlier. So it's the midbrain that is this vibrational platform that when we align things onto the midbrain and are sending that vibration out, it's like a powerful magnet or manifestor to draw things back in. So we'll bring in a wisdom code and do an activation in a little bit on that. But first, we'll take some questions and some callers and see what else unfolds.
Sounds good. All right, so let's go to the phone line and take a question from phone number ending in 7355. 7355. Hello? Hello, 7355?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, what gatekeeper do you see for me that's blocking, if any?
That's a pretty wide open question. Did you follow the process?
Yes.
And what did you determine for yourself?
What happened for you in the process?
I had difficulty determining it.
Okay. So part of it for you, Kay, I'm feeling like there's this kind of a worthiness issue, and I feel that's what's blocking you, is not feeling that you deserve to receive the information, to receive money, to receive the gifts, because I feel like you've got a lot of gifts, but you're not connected or tapped into them yet. because you don't feel worthy. And this isn't something that you're conscious about. It's more of a subconscious a subconscious energy. And I'm also feeling your inner child is connected to that, and she just doesn't feel like she really got the attention or wasn't taught to feel worthy growing up. So with saying all that, where would you rate feeling worthy on a scale of 1 to 10? 1, you don't have an issue, you feel completely worthy, and 10, you don't feel worthy at all.
3.
Okay, so you feel completely worthy.
Not
or
completely.
Very close. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you tune into your inner child, is there an issue or an energy that comes up where, and maybe it wasn't even something said, but it was something that you took because you didn't maybe get what you wanted in the moment or something like that, because there's a hook into the inner child. But I do get there's a gatekeeper around this, and it sometimes we just aren't connecting into it for a lot of different reasons. But let's focus on the inner child for a moment.
Okay.
So around age 3 is an age that I'm picking up that there was some kind of I don't think it was really trauma. It could have been trauma, but I feel like it was something that happened, or like an awareness that shocked you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something coming to mind? I mean, you don't have to spill out any great details, but...
Well, no, but yes.
Okay. So what's the rating on that shock to you?
That would be 1,000.
Okay. So 10 plus. Okay. All right. Do you see how this situation may be connected to worthiness for you?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. And is there a gatekeeper there, yes or no?
Protector, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And in your adult eyes, do you feel you still need that same protection? Yes or no?
Perhaps, yes.
Okay. So whatever this 1,000 plus, 10 plus, it really shocked your system in a very deep and profound way. So let's just bring in, and everybody else listening, you know, tune into another aspect of your being or maybe something that's coming up from childhood for you. As we move the energy in, this can apply to everyone. So even if you don't, if I'm not saying the right words and you're not hearing exactly what it is, know that your team and your guides are bringing in what you need as well. So let's ask this gatekeeper. First, let's plant a seed of love in its heart. So I'm going to chant that down. Anur, Anur, Anur. We're just going to let that love of that seed of light just float out through that situation, through the gatekeeper's heart and out. And for everyone listening, this applies to everyone. And let's ask that gatekeeper, what does it need for healing? What does it need to know or to receive or to be that will let it know that you are safe? As shocking or traumatic as the situation was, that you are safe. So what's coming to mind, Kay? Are you still with us, Kay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am. Could you ask me that again, please?
Sure. What does the gatekeeper need to feel safe and knowing that you are protected without its presence being there? What can we bring this gatekeeper to know that you are safe and protected?
Probably, generally speaking, just love.
Okay. So we'll call in all of the standards. I'm going to bring in that safety. And I'm also hearing for your gatekeeper, it would like a safety net, knowing that there's like a backup plan. And I think that's true for a lot of people that, you know, what do they, you know, what's your plan B? You know, how many times have we heard that over our lifetimes? It's like, well, I'm choosing to be in the flow. I don't need that plan B because plan B is going to show up when I need it. So let's add that backup plan, or we'll put plan B in there just so we know that the energy that is needed to support everyone in any situation can make itself known and present at the perfect time. So hand on your heart, focusing on the high self point. This is for everyone. And we're going to call in the sound, color, light, frequency, sacred geometry. That's right and perfect. And then we're going to drop that light energy alchemy package into the crown. Anur, Anur, Anur. Spiraling it counterclockwise through the corpus callosum, through the midbrain, down through the throat. Anur, Anur. Right down into the heart center. Anur, Anur. And then we're going to expand this out, covering the entire body, since we didn't identify exactly where this was living. For you, Kay, I felt it was more in your heart with the inner child, but for wherever this is for anybody, we're just going to expand that package of light and energy out through the entire being. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. We're going to anchor that into the gatekeeper, into its heart with the truth. Al Ha! Deep breath in and out. And tune back into the gatekeeper, K, that was feeling a 10 plus, and how is that feeling now?
5.
Good. Okay. Nice drop. So now let's ask, and everybody ask that part of you, what does it need for healing? And we're just going to have the guides create another light energy alchemy package to help you leap forward on your path with the energies that are right and perfect and in alignment with your purpose and soul's mission on the planet, which takes having some money in our pockets to get where we want to go. So we're just going to allow all of that to float into that package now. Sound, color, light, frequency, sacred geometry, all in right perfect alignment. There we go. Then we're going to drop that from the high self point into the crown. Anur, Anur. And as I'm chanting this down, the gatekeepers are being released into the violet blue flame, assisted by Archangel Michael, Sekhmet, and Durgamata. As we bring that package now in and through the corpus callosum, Anur, Anur, sending out light and energy into the neural pathways, cleansing and clearing. And I'm going to call in some scrubber angels that are like, I see them as little rings of tiny fairy angel beings that kind of spin and work like scrubbing bubbles. So they're going to go in and start cleaning up the energies in the neural pathways as we bring this light and package down. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. Spiraling it through the throat and into the heart. Anur, Anur. Sending it out to wherever this was living for everyone listening. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. And then we're going to bring in some mercy and compassion energy. Anahim, Anahim, Anahim. Anaman, Anaman, Anaman. And we're going to anchor that with the truth. Al Ha! Deep breath in and out. Okay, so Kay, tune back in to what was a 5, and where does that feel now?
2.
Good. So with the 2, allow time to integrate the energies and the shift, kind of this leap forward, and just pay attention. And a good suggestion is, like, make a note on your calendar for a few days or a week out and tune back into this, and likely it will be at a 0.
Wow. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. So, you know, thank you for raising your hand, because I think this was really powerful for all of the listeners. And and just think, and then I just want you to think back in general about that, what shocked you, and how does that feel different now, Kay?
Understanding.
Excellent. Good. Excellent. Yay. Thank you for coming online and playing with us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Wow. I'm so that was another powerful, powerful process, you know, and it's like I can feel my whole energy shifting and changing throughout this whole call. You know, like sometimes these energy processes are I can't even talk. So it's like, very nice. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I mean, the thing I love about my work is that it's all in the moment. You know, a lot of stuff, you know, we can have a topic and this and that, and then the guides just guide us through and guided Kay to be the one that rose her hand. And I really feel like that was powerful for a lot of people listening, and for someone to have something so intense, then to be able to really bring up some energy to fetter out, you know, what was behind it. That's powerful. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's the same thing in private sessions. It's like, it's all organic in the moment, and the guides will create whatever's needed to shift that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, this is just a taste of what Dakara does in her private sessions, one-on-one sessions. I just wanted to let you know, so Deb had asked a question about, she was saying she's at the end of her tether today with money flow, and how can it flow when there's such a block? And then we talked about the stress and how to be in the flow and so on. And so when she did the process the first time that you did it, she went from a 9 to 4.5 to a 2. So that's amazing. So I'm just wondering, for Deb, is there anything else that she needs to know about that money flow and that block?
For Deb, I'm going to say, and I think this is true, so for everyone, it's like waking up in the morning and making a choice, you know, whether you print it on a piece of paper or write it on a piece of paper and stick it on your wall across, you know, where you open your eyes generally, and it's like, oh, yeah, or in your bathroom mirror, so that you're making a choice to be in the flow, making a choice to allow money into your life, making a choice to relinquish your struggle, whatever the struggle is with money. You know, when we, you know, can move, sometimes we need to focus on relinquishing or releasing that struggle first, and then making that choice to be in the flow. So I think for Deb, it's just reminding herself every day to be in the flow. So writing it on or printing it out on a piece of paper, I mean, you can get fancy and doodle it up pretty and frame it, you know what I mean? But just making that choice. And maybe those words aren't quite right for everyone listening, but find the right words that are right for you. But making that choice, starting your day, I mean, yeah, do I wake up in a perfect mood every day and feeling great? No, I'm having a human experience too. Some days I wake up and I'm like, wow, I got all this stuff to do today. It's like, oh no, wait, I'm going to choose to be in the flow.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I'm going to choose to be happy about it, and I'm going to get through and get done what I need to so that I can go do something I really want to do, you know. So, you know, it's like, oh, the dishes, or, you know, I mean, it could be around household chores. It could be anything. But when we make a choice to be happy, when we make a choice to be in the flow, then it's just easier to be that.
Yeah, it's a choice and it's a decision, right? And sometimes,
yeah.
You know, we have to be strict with that choice and that decision and be determined with it too, right?
Yes. And I think too, sometimes, and I used to do this, I get so wrapped up in the problem. I'm only focusing on the problem and the money's not there or the blah, 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 blah. And it's like when we can just choose to be in the flow, it's like, oh, it's like your body can just let go of that tension and that stress and relax and like surrendering it to the universe. It's like we don't have to figure all this out ourselves. We all have our guides. And even for those that feel like maybe they don't or they're not that connected or how do I get information, it's like just ask for it. Be open to receiving it, whether it comes at your tween times. And it will drop in when you're relaxed or you're in the flow. So just by making that choice to be in the flow is when you're going to receive the answers and the next steps and the things that you couldn't even have imagined that the universe has waiting for you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I have a question from Gaia. And she's asking about, she says, could you help me find out what I am still holding against my abundance? I have difficulty generating prosperity.
Okay. I'm just tuning into her.
Mm-hmm.
The guides are saying that there's some deep-seated beliefs around money. And how that can show up in one's life. And some of these go back to childhood. So making a list of what you remember hearing about money as a child, and then you can, you know, listen to the replay, go through the gatekeeper exercises around that, So I don't know how she did with the exercise, but
mm-hmm.
I feel like there's just some stuff from childhood. You know, when we're children, we rely on people, we believe what they say is true, and yet they're a product of their childhood, et cetera, et cetera. So for her, I think there's, you know, make a list of the things, you know, like money doesn't grow on trees, you have to work hard for money, all these things that are really probably against her core beliefs. And, of truth, and then there creates this polarization and this dichotomy, which is what I'm seeing within her, of what she knows in her heart to be true, and then yet all this, like, old programming or old stuff.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you. And so let us know how that resonates with you, Gaia. And then I have a question, and this is an interesting one because – yeah, you know, let's see what you have to say. Annette is asking or saying, I've been doing my own internal healing around limiting beliefs about money, and the two people closest to me, my mom and sweetheart, have deep-seated limiting beliefs about money. Is their energy holding me back?
Only if she chooses to believe that it is.
Hmm.
So when we're working on our own stuff, yes, people around us, you know, people that we love are important, can influence us, but we have the ability to concretely anchor into our own true beliefs and vibrate at that field level, you know, that vibrational level.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to look at it like on a megahertz, so 528 is the frequency megahertz-wise of love. So that could be another thing. I choose to get up in the morning. I choose to vibrate love. I choose to vibrate at 528. That could be another statement because when we're vibrating at a higher level, we're going to be attracting the things that we want. So
mm-hmm.
for Annette, I don't get that they are holding you back. It would be a belief that they possibly could or, you know, which could create a fear. You know, fear can be false evidence appearing real or false expectations appearing real. And releasing the idea that they have that much power over you and that you are just going to be held back forever because of what they're doing or not doing or believing, it's like let all that go and just move into your own presence, the work you're doing, and choose to vibrate at the level that will attract the money, because your vibrating higher will lift them up.
Right. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. And then a question I have from Linda, and she's saying, do I have a gatekeeper who's holding me back? So we all have gatekeepers.
Lots
so,
of them.
Lots of them. So again, next part of the question was, do we have several gatekeepers? Yes. And how do they compare to guides and angels?
So guides and angels, you know, generally your guides or your angels are there watching over, protecting, giving you information, et cetera, supporting you. And again, I'm going to put that in a general context because it, you know, it could be different for some people. Gatekeepers are energies that have either accumulated or connected to a trauma, past life, ancestor, childhood, you know, whatever it is. It could be a discarnate. Let's say somebody that has a challenge with addictions. And I think we all have addictions of some kind or another, but like ones with alcohol or drugs or, you know, really the bigger challenging addictions. Sometimes we'll pick up discarnates, disembodied souls that feed off of that. So when someone, let's say like somebody who drinks alcohol, they drink to the point where they're, you know, super drunk, and a being will attach to them to feed off of that. So that would be a discarnate, a disembodied soul that's attached, that's feeding off of that. That's also going to make it harder. But that energy can be considered a gatekeeper too, because that gatekeeper is there kind of supporting or keeping them locked into that addiction pattern versus being free of it to move forward and, you know, get the help that they need. Hopefully
Perfect.
That made sense,
mm-hmm.
the way they wove it together.
And then one last question from the Q&A. It's from Lynn, and Lynn says, during the singing, I had a vision of a large hawk or eagle flying, facing me, in front of me, from the perspective as if the hawk had a GoPro selfie stick in front of him. So amazing. Any idea what that represents?
So hawk and eagle have different energies. So hawk is the messenger. So what I want to say to Lynn is, there's big messages coming. I feel like you've got some big downloads coming. Eagle is connected to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless, it could have been both. It could have been shape-shifting.
Mm-hmm.
Be mindful. Like when we're out driving, or I'm out driving, whatever, whether I'm with my partner or not, but I see hawks all the time. And it got to the point where, you know, oh, hawk, the messenger, okay. But when they're facing me, that means that I have a message coming. If I see them from the side or a back, or, you know, or their back, I look at that as I have information coming through, which I do all the time. But there's something, you know, there's a message for someone else, or there's a message in general that's coming that's not as directly related to me. But for you to see it as a GoPro, that's like really focused on you. So just be mindful and be open to receive this new wisdom, perhaps download or information that is on its way.
Wow, perfect. Thank you. Wow, okay. So now I know we're going to do some more stuff, but before we do more stuff, I wanted to quickly talk about the special offer that you have for our listeners today, Dakara. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Dakara12. And I know we're going to do the activating of the wisdom codes in just a few moments as well. So so the special offer that you have for us, Dakara, can you talk just about it briefly? Oh,
yes.
There's a lot in there. So
there's a lot in there. I'm just going to kind of buzz through it, though, because, you know, everybody can go and read it. But basically, this package was put together to help you to move into the resonance of being money. So you'll see where it says B-E in big letters. It's like that's how my guide always gives me this information when we want to be that energy, be present. So this class, very powerful. It's two 90-minute classes about moving into being money, being in that vibration, being in the vibration of money. this will take you through gatekeepers, portal keepers. We didn't even talk about those today, to clean those out so that you can move into that vibration that's yours by your divine birthright. There's a whole bunch of activations and wonderful, yummy, good stuff, including an activation and a blessing from the goddess Lakshmi, who's known for her, you know, being about luxury and prosperity and money. It's very, very powerful. So you can leave this class just feeling free, like burdens have been lifted and you're aligned with matching up with that frequency of money. For this particular package, I added in a special sacred language activation called Be Money. So that's a shorter recording. I think it's just under 5 minutes, but it really will help you align with that energy. And 5 minutes, everybody can squeeze in 5 minutes a day if you wanted to listen to that first thing in the morning. Item number two is be happy. So we kind of touched on that a little bit. Being happy is part of being in the flow. And gatekeepers, ancestors can be holding us back from our happiness. And we don't even know it. We don't even get it until you get in and you start asking questions. So these classes are designed to really guide you through asking those questions and then listening and being present like you were today on the call to moving the energy. Sometimes ancestors can hold keys to your success or happiness or unhappiness. So that was it's a beautiful class. It's about, it's 88 minutes long. And then also I'll install a cord that vibrates with the energy of happiness. And once you have that installed in your being, you could imagine that could be your first thing in the morning thing. Wake up, strum that cord of happiness so that frequency is moving through your cells and your tissues and your field. I created four separate, sip of water, sacred language activations, one for love, money, health, and success. So the money one is general about money, where the other one, this new one, is about being money, being that vibration of money. So these are all short. They're quick and easy to listen to. And just think about what you felt or experienced today when I was bringing in the sacred language. It's very powerful. It can move things very quickly. And that's why the guides had me create these short recordings to help people align and move onto their path in the direction that their heart is calling. We talked about guided meditations. There's a guided meditation here. I call it the White Dove Messenger Meditation. You're guided to another realm where you come up to an altar to receive a beautiful message that's waiting there for you. White doves are the symbol of love, peace, and inspiration and divine guidance. So this meditation helps you align with the divine guidance that's waiting there for you. Excuse me. Item number five is a private 30-minute session with me on the phone or via Skype. And like today, it's all guided in the moment, what's coming forward. I can scan your being to see where the energies are blocked or what's coming up, meaning you can come to the appointment with an idea of what you want to work on. And if you don't have an idea, then I'll scan and the guides will show us what we can release and eliminate in that amount of time. And then there's a discount of $60 off additional private sessions up to three. And a bonus item, relinquishing struggle. This is a 60-minute class that will guide you through many similar and different from what we did today processes to really help you relinquish struggle. Now, this can be with money, with being in the flow. It could be about relation. It could be about anything. You pick the topic and the area that you want to work on before you listen to the call, and then you're guided through and cutting. I know there was cutting big, huge cords and connections. In some of the calls, you'll be guided to the Hall of Records to cancel contracts and vows of what's going on. And then another little bonus is just kind of some basics about heart point technique. Because you can use this too. You can sit down and hold your heart space and call in the light, ask for Divine Mother to help and support you. So the value of the package is $689, just under that, at 78% off at $147. So, and if you think a half an hour session is $120, basically you're getting a half an hour and all that other stuff for $27 more. So it's a great way to go deep, connect, and release what's holding you back from being in alignment with the flow of money.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you. So this is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Dakara12. This wonderful, wonderful energy processes, sacred activations, there's meditation, and then the 30-minute session with you. That's powerful. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, magic happens in these calls, but really cool magic also happens in a private session where, you know, it's just all about that other person in the moment, and I'm not looking at a group collective energy. So, So, you know, a lot can happen in 30 minutes. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, on a live call like this, you know, you can do 5 minutes with a person or the collective, but if you want to go deeper into your own personal stuff, then the 30 minutes can definitely create that transformation that you're looking for.
Yes, exactly. And then you've got all the other recordings to go back or to listen to first, you know, whenever that, every time you listen to those classes, you're going to clear another level or layer or aspect or something. If you're feeling guided to go back to the Be Happy class, it just means that there's something else that maybe kind of been activated. You know, Mother Earth is ascending very rapidly, and as layers and things get cleared off of her and we shift and we move forward, more stuff is going to come up for us too. So
yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about having some of those recordings that you can always go back to whenever you need. So let's call forth and create a light energy alchemy package that will activate a wisdom code within each of these beloved souls listening to our call today. So I'm just asking for the guides to formulate for each person exactly what is needed, the sound, color, light, frequency that will help us activate a wisdom code in alignment of being in the flow with money. There we go. So now we're going to drop this package down into the crown. Anur, Anur, spiraling it counterclockwise through the corpus callosum, clearing. Anur, Anur. And let's just send some of that energy also into the neural pathways, sending in some teams of scrubber angels to scrub and clean any old pathways connected to struggling with money or struggling to be in the flow. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. And then we're going to bring this in to the midbrain platform. Anur, Anur. I'm spiraling this wisdom code orb down through the throat and into the heart. Anur, Anur. And I'm going to bring in some sacred language to just help this open and expand, helping to support moving you into that flow with the energy of money. Just imagine a lotus flower opening in your heart, releasing this wisdom code to be in the flow of the energy of money. And I'm actually seeing like a little bit of glittery, sparkly energy coming off of that. And from the very center of that lotus, a cord of light is growing. And we're going to bring this up and connect it into the midbrain and activate that platform with this energy as well. So just imagine it's like a tendril from a fern that's just unfolding, which also has the energy of the Fibonacci spiral. So we're just going to chant that up. Anur, 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 connecting it into that platform at the midbrain that we set up earlier and allowing that light to start moving as if it's a spiral. That tendril continues to grow and it's spiraling white light out, not so much a labyrinth, but a spiral out There we go. And then we're going to activate the midbrain and send this frequency out. Brazi, brazi, brazi. Brazi, brazi, brazi. Brazi, brazi, brazi. Deep breath in and out. And we'll anchor that with the truth. Ow! Some of you may be feeling tingling in your head. That's normal. If you start feeling any pressure or headachy, definitely drink extra water. And I'm going to invite you to drink extra water for the rest of today and probably until tomorrow. sometimes when a lot of energy work's being done, we get an energy hangover, which can show up as aches and pains, feeling sluggish, having headaches, any of those types of things. So, you know, to me, drinking water every single day is important because there's lots of energy moving on the planet. And versus it getting hung up or messing with me, drink water. drink high pH, healthy water if you can. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, so maybe that's why I was feeling so off today because of all the energy work yesterday. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, could be. You know, I mean, things hit us differently at different times, so that's why it's like, you know, I mean, everybody knows we're supposed to drink water, but it's easy to forget, and, you know, just I invite everybody to kind of make that a new commitment, that you're going to drink more water because your body's going to feel better.
Absolutely.
Big release.
I know, eh?
Big yawn.
Yeah, I was still yawning, too. So, Did we do, it's like I'm not sure anymore, but did we do that part about activating the part of your brain that is pre-programmed to manifest, shine, and radiate?
Yes, we just did that. So we brought in the wisdom code, and then when I sent that line of light up to the midbrain, it's the midbrain that's, and then chanted it out with Brazee, which is a chant from Dr. Pillai that sends that frequency out from the midbrain. Excuse me, from the midbrain.
Oh, nice. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Just making sure. Because I know.
No, I appreciate that.
Now, at one point, you were talking about something, and I was just gone, and it's like, oh, I missed that completely. I have to go back and listen to the replay. You know, it's like just, you know how sometimes that happens when.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, even when I think it was Kay said, can you ask me that question again?
Mm-hmm.
When we get into an altered state, it's like sometimes we just can't take in the questions or the, you know, the information, which is why I said if you're driving, don't listen to this. Because all of this puts us into an altered state. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So I know we've gone a little bit over, but That was amazing. Thank you so much. It's like, I'm just like buzzing, you know, and like I'm buzzing, I'm yawning, I'm feeling stuff happening, you know, so it's like, oh, this is great. So my question to all of you is, how are you feeling? You know, because I mean, I know I feel a lot of energy during these calls, a lot of shifting and so on, but how are you feeling? What are you experiencing? And like the car says, definitely drink lots of water, you know, and I'm going to add, listen to your body. You know, if your body wants to rest, rest. If your body wants to run around, right?
Yes.
Because we're all different, and sometimes, you know, we need different things. So listen to your body, listen to your being, what it requires now. But the easiest thing is drinking lots of water, for sure. And just, you know, any thoughts or feelings or emotions that come up, don't judge them, just allow them to come up because sometimes they're coming up to be released, right? To be seen, acknowledged, and released. Right, Dakara?
Yes, definitely. Well, and I think that's part of it. It's like, oh, when there's this or there's that, it's like, I mean, we're taught to judge it, or like we're doing something wrong or bad, or it's not enough, or I think it was with Annette, like, you know, the other people's energy, you know, holding her back. It's like only if you believe that it can or that it does. But you're at choice, and you choose to raise your vibration, and you're going to lift them up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, think about the 100th monkey, you know, story and energy. Mm-hmm. And the more of us that are awakening and raising our vibration, we're going to lift this planet out of some of the crazy that's going on. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. you know, I don't watch the news or any of that kind of stuff. And that's the reason I like to watch stuff on the DVRs, because I fast forward through all commercials. I think there's, you know, garbage and programming in behind that, especially prescription drug stuff, because I don't do any of that. And, you know, just be mindful of the media and how you're taking it in. But it doesn't mm-hmm. mean you don't have media. It's kind of the same thing with anything. You know, anything yeah. in moderation is okay. But listening to your body, doing what feels right and true to your heart, is the most magnificent gift you can give yourself.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Wow. So I was going to say, so, Dakara, is there anything else you'd like to add? But you just did.
Ta-da!
But I'll ask anyways, is there anything else that you'd like to add around being your prosperous self, relinquishing the struggle with money? Is there anything else that your guides are telling you to
I just want to extend, you know, this is a repeat, that invitation to make a new choice every morning when you get up, whatever it is, be in the flow, be happy, you know, attract more money, however you want to language it for everyone listening, just do that. Make the commitment that you're going to wake up and, you know, make it easy on yourself. Write it on a piece of paper, stick it on your bathroom mirror where you're going to see it when you open your eyes as that reminder. And I will almost guarantee that when you wake up and you read that, your heart's going to feel lighter. You're going to be like, yeah, because I'm choosing that. I have the power to make choice. And I'm choosing to be in the flow. I'm choosing to be happy. I'm choosing to allow money to abundantly flow to me from all the sources the universe has to offer, which is unlimited. And so
absolutely. Yeah, so it's like declaring, you know, making a declaration or an intention for the day. And if you can do that in an altered state a little bit, you know, like in an expansive state, it'll be even stronger and more powerful for you, you know. So
yes.
These are all ways, I've talked about them before as well on other shows, but these are all ways that we can set the mood for the day. And if we, and just as a reminder, because, you know, our mind can carry us away on other tangents all the time. So it's about focusing, and it's about, you know, connecting back into your heart space more and more if you can, instead of being in your head all the time. You know, just every hour, on top of the hour, anything that you can do to get back to your heart space or back to your body or back to, you know, connecting with spirit in some way, it will help to shift your energy, raise your vibration, raise your frequency, so that you can start to experience more of what you would like and be more prosperous in your life. Right, Dakara?
Definitely. And, you know, many of us have smartphones. You can set a little timer on your smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's probably an app for that, meaning, you know, you can find something that's going to give you a positive, inspiring message every hour on the hour or every 3 hours or whatever. I haven't looked for that, but I'm just saying,
sure,
you
something.
Know, let it be easy, you know, keep it simple. Use the tools that you already have to help you expand in being in the flow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Whew, thank you. And with that, you know, I want to thank all of the questions that came in. Thank you, Kay, for calling in. I know we didn't get to everybody again today, but I think we got a lot of good stuff on this call, a lot of different processes and a lot of really powerful processes, you know, that if you want to go back and re-listen to on the replay, you know, you can. And just choose a different area of focus, you know.
Just listen to what comes up, because every time you listen to it, it will address another area or aspect of your being. And, every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time
yeah.
you listen, it'll be a little different. Because
exactly.
we're multifaceted, multidimensional beings.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we got lots of stuff to address and look at and be present with and be happy and grateful for. It's not all
mm-hmm.
about work. It's also
no.
about all the good stuff. And you know what I'm hearing too? It's like, take yourself out on a date. Acknowledge where you were and where you've come. You know, mm-hmm. where you're at now and the work. Instead of looking at, oh my God, I still have all this or whatever. Or, you know, look at where you've come and how much stuff you've worked on. You know, take yourself out on a date. Go buy yourself a yummy coffee or flowers or, you know, whatever makes your heart sing. Something like, if somebody else gifted it to you as a surprise, you'd be like, woo, that's so pretty or nice. Do that mm-hmm. for you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a great idea. Thank you, Dakara. I think I'll do that tomorrow.
I think I will, too.
I think I'll do that tomorrow. Wonderful. So thank you, Dakara, so much. Always so much fun. And as we, you know, close off this Radiant Light Healing Circle, I invite you to connect back into your heart space. I have so much gratitude for all of you. I love you all. I'm sending you all much love and blessings. My guides and my team are also sending you unconditional love and blessings right now as we close off this circle. So from this space, if you can just send out blessings to everybody on this call, listening now, listening later, that will help us all to really process these energies and these processes with more ease and grace. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Dakara. Thank you to my own team and guides. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.